Hey guys,
this is the Spectrum Podcast.
We talked about parenting our parents today. Yeah. Very, 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 very interesting episode.
Yes,
we found out that the episode was more personal than we thought.
Yeah, it was.
So we talked about when we become parents to our parents, where like we've transitioned from just being the kids who didn't know anything to now being the kid, to now being the adults who they rely on for like literally everything, and try like always want our opinions and shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, that's that weird transition, what it was like for us and all that. That's what we're talking about, Abby.
Yeah, basically that's what we're talking about.
And then we found out that Naomi is a very rude person, and she was extremely rude to her parents. And
I mean, always.
She said some slick nasty shit. You guys hear that in the episode. Let me know.
I don't see shit like that, bro.
Yeah. But anyway, enjoy the episode. This is a very nice episode. Also, we talked about a lot of things on the Nas Corner as well.
Yes.
So, enjoy that as well.
Yeah.
That's all. Pretty much.
That's what we talked about.
Yep. Enjoy the episode, guys.
Enjoy the episode. Like, share, subscribe.
Yes, please do that. Thank you.
It's the Spectrum Podcast, motherfuckers.
This is the Spectrum Podcast.
Hi.
My name is what? My name is what? My name is
name Sadie.
It's young to the beginning.
I'm gonna give you some banana. Baby, if you call me Donna.
Women can just be friends. Like a guy and a girl that are single can just be friends.
Yes, I do because I have guys that are just my friends like you.
Wow!
I felt that in my soul.
You're now locked into the number one podcast on Spotify. Yes, for good reason. Another one.
Like we never left. It's a Spectrum Podcast. We're back.
Yeah, we're back. We're back. We're back.
How have you been, Naomi?
I'm okay, I guess. I'm just tired.
Party Rock, where are these guys? These guys are.
I don't even know where they are.
Disappeared. Maybe they one song, one hit wonders. It's one of those. One hit wonders. Release of the song, but shout out to MTV Bass. So, Naomi, we are back. And.
Why are you calling me Naomi?
Okay, why can't I call you Naomi?
That's not my name, bro. Name is Daniska. I told you.
Alright, what else? Miss me. But here we are back.
DJ Danny
in the house. Hey, we here.
Guys,
I had to do that. I've been looking for that horn for a while. Like, so we finally found our sound.
Is that really our sound, though?
That's our sound. Shut up.
It needs
two of us. Come on.
I don't know it's two of us, man.
Also, you're going to be hearing this a lot. This is how we're starting the episode, guys.
Why are you making noise on our show today? It's fine.
This is the Spectrum Podcast, the best podcast in the world. We are here. We're back. I just wanted some energy, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Also, I have this new one that I'm gonna be playing again.
Oh, yeah. So
now we love that one. Have it, but you guys hear it in the episode. I found the best sound for Naomi. Anytime it says some sleek, no,
oh,
raunchy
God.
Shit, I'm gonna put it on.
Okay.
But yeah, man, how have you been, Naomi?
I'm fine.
You good?
I'm good.
How's your week?
It's terrible. But,
terrible? What happened? It was that
time of the month, you know. I was going through pain. So much pain this week.
Oh, severe pains. Oh,
that
sorry about
severe
that.
Pains.
Sorry about that. So yeah. I feel for women.
Yeah, I also feel for women during this period.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, man. It was like, it's one of my most painful, like, times. Like, yeah, so... definitely painful.
Sorry about that.
Thank you.
You're a strong black woman. And I think you deserve a round of applause.
If you say so.
Thank you. I think you deserve your flowers. You guys are stronger. I won't even lie. Like, even with childbirth and all, like, I don't even think anybody wants to go through that. But anyway, shout out to all the women out there who went through their period. Right?
Wow. Doesn't have to be a thing. Don't make it a thing.
Okay, sorry. My bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, but you came out alive. You're done now, right?
I think so.
Yeah, in the clay.
I'm in the clay.
Okay. Yeah, you had to go back in the
market. I was never there, so...
No, shut up. We know where you've been. Come on.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
We know where you're heading to tomorrow now. We know.
I'm going for a wedding tomorrow.
No,
so I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, what else? If you say so. All right, but it's all good. Since you're rude. My week was fine. Typical. But yeah, it was fine.
I mean,
also, I did start my MBA program this week.
Hey,
give me my flowers.
Academic.
I'm proud of you. I also think I do deserve some.
It's okay now. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I'm sorry,
not
bad. I need to get my flowers. But yeah, I did start that program. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how crazy my life is going to turn.
Yeah.
For the next 1 year.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. So we already started doing assignments and shit and case studies and all of that. The whole nine.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much how my week went. Mm. What else did I do this week? Nothing crazy. First off, happy Easter to everybody. Shout out to all our Christian brothers and sisters.
Everybody.
Good Friday, good Saturday, Abby.
Good Sunday and good Monday.
And Monday where he resurrects. So, but yeah, shout out to everybody celebrating. My house would know this. I didn't grow up celebrating Easter, so I never used to see Easter as a holiday until when I think I stayed in Benin with one of my aunties and they were like, it was like Christmas. Like, they cooked, like, the whole nine. They cooked, did everything. Like, I was like, oh, is this Christmas or am I tripping? Like, again, of course I ate. But, like, you know, it was just...
Did you eat before?
I mean, there's food.
I don't understand.
I mean, and it smells good. Of course I did it. But, like, she was like, yeah, Easter is a celebration. It's a celebrating period in this house. Like, it's a thing. I'm like, ah. And then I also hear my friends also say, oh, they're celebrating Easter as well. Like, especially the Catholics.
Mm.
I was like, ah, okay. Alright, fair. I used to think it was just Christmas. Then I grew up and I realized, oh, we're just too broke to celebrate Easter and Christmas. So
damn.
People were like, no, family celebrate Easter's like Christmas. They buy clothes for their children and all of that.
No, I don't think mad. I never did.
I guess I'm normal.
You are. Okay,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. But anyway, what are we doing today? We're talking about parents, actually.
Yeah.
Today, but we're going to go through the episode. For first, we're going to also have to do the Nana's Corner.
Yeah.
And after Nana's Corner, we're going to talk about parenting our parents. That's the topic for today. Parenting our parents.
Mm-hmm.
Where we become our parents.
Yeah.
To our parents, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
But we're going to break it down on the other side of the episode as well. But first and foremost, we need to get Nana's Corner. Nana, hit that shit.
This is Nana's Corner.
Hey, Nana's Corner, we're back.
Yeah, we're back with our stories.
You didn't give us a fun fact last week. Again.
Yeah, because you didn't allow me to do it. So,
that's not true. You did not just have one. Shut up.
I did, but you didn't just allow me to. You were like wrap it up.
That's always wrap it up.
Please, yeah. I don't know that.
Yeah,
that's not my business.
Okay. I'm just yeah.
Okay, so we're entering this week. First off with let's start with Drake. So apparently Drake released a new like music called Rescue Me and put an audio of Kim Kardashian talking about
I did see that
the divorce.
Yeah.
And got the people talking. Crying. Yeah. The divorce guy got people talking and saying that he's trying to bring Kanye out of the woodwork. Like he's trying to trigger Kanye.
Yeah.
And his dad even came out and said that it's just a song, it does not mean anything. But I mean, it does mean something.
Yeah, because that's a shot.
Like, what was the point? Why does
Jay come out and say anything?
He puts a picture of a person that looks like him and with him.
Yeah.
On the cover of the picture. I think it's even
you think it's AI? No, AI, you know there's a new technology that AI now can replace, can use exactly like a musician's voice and sound like him.
Nothing is here. I think it's just Drake being Drake.
I won't put it past Drake.
See.
Sounds like what Drake would do. Sounds like
definitely not Kim Kardashian, but
sounds like what Drake would do.
Yeah, well like bruh.
Sounds like what Drake would
come
do.
Come on.
I am like Drake is king of petty.
Like what's the point of that again?
Yeah.
I mean leave Kanye where Kanye. Speaking of Kanye, I think he's cool. Donda has been
like they were fined.
They were fined for like for only serving sushi to students.
Sushi.
Only sushi to students. And they said that they only have two black staff on the payroll and like it was
they only have two black staff. What does that mean?
I don't know it's what not it means. Means that it's not really no, it's not diverse, it's that these like the staff they are not enough, they don't have enough staff.
Oh, they're understaffed.
Yeah, they're understaffed.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah, that's what
he
means.
Yeah, he can't pay them.
And he has other extremely unusual rules at the school.
I mean it's Kanye.
Oh, you guys thinking send your children to that school in the first place.
Have they been like legalized or whatever?
I don't think they're legalized. Verified. No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
So why were they sending their children there? It's not going to be cheap anyway, so what's the law?
And Kanye was saying he wanted Kim to bring the children, to transfer the children from their school to, or like, bruh, come on.
It doesn't even look like, what's her name? Not wants to go to school.
Why? Because she's doing TikTok.
I mean,
she's a child, that's what they do. So.
Yeah. I think Kim is trying to make her like a child star or something. One of those kind of kids.
It could be.
Like, you know, linking up with Ice Spice and all those kind of girls.
Yeah.
But like, what do you think about it? I saw that, I was like, that's kind of tacky.
Oh, Ice Spice coming to their house.
Yeah, and then they're doing all those kind of like, you know, and her song is very good. You know what she was talking about on that song. Anyway, I'm like, I don't know, Kim, but I mean, if you could put if your mama was a mama who was on video.
I mean, I don't expect anything.
I'm like, what do you expect? You expect her to raise a child that would be not, I mean.
Yeah, but.
Not condemning, but like, it's not far off. Just like when you say, like, a prostitute raising a child who turns out to be a prostitute. I'm like,
nah, don't put that in the same sentence.
No, but okay,
it does not look good.
Okay, raising it.
No,
like
don't worry. I'm not going to spoil it.
I know,
it's fine.
But like,
don't bother. I don't say anything wrong with that show.
That's what I'm just saying. Like, it's not off brand. That's my point. Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's not because no. Kim may be doing that out of
like just not like
exactly
music,
you get what I'm saying,
whatever, yeah.
But like when we see that, we're like I'm not sure like she should be listening to this or even like you know saying things to the song and being on all these TikTok dances and doing all that, like
yeah, I mean, but she's not the first child doing that, so.
That's my point, right? It's like in Kim's world it's normal, it's not off brand. That's why I say it's not off brand. But like, okay, what do you expect? It's Kim Kardashian. That's all. What her whole like setup is surrounding you know female empowerment and body positivity and all of all those, you know when it's a body positivity, you know, you can show it and all of
so much shame in what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So it's not
moving on to our next story.
I follow Kim, by the way. I love Kim.
You guys know I'm in Kardashian.
We get it. I mean, you don't have to add that. We know.
No, people like maybe it's not.
Moving on to our next story.
I'm just saying for the child, man.
Speaking of women,
can you let me talk?
Speaking of women,
that's why men don't say shit. Okay. You know what I mean, like,
somehow you still find a way to say shit. So, please let me hear one.
Alright, what else?
Speaking of women, let's go into female basketball. NCAA.
Went from female to female.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything on this.
Okay, so NCAA basketball, the female blah blah. I'm triggering so you talk. So, there are two, what do they call themselves? Is it teams? I think the LSU and the Iowa State, whatever, team. So apparently they played a game and there was a competition between the two ladies in both teams, Angel Reese and Caitlin Stark. What's the girl's name? I don't know. Caitlin Clark, I think so. So apparently Angel Reese did the John Cena. I don't see you. You don't see me. What mm-hmm. not? And the girl too did the same thing.
Yeah.
But nobody condemned the girl. But when Angel Reese decided to do her own, they called her classless.
Yeah.
So it became a whole deal.
Yeah.
Right. And black people came out and were like, why are they calling her classless for just displaying like common like competition between like what was the point of that? Like, didn't make any sense. Like if they didn't criticize a white player, why are they criticizing the black player? Mm. So it became a whole thing. But after that, I think LSU won, and then Jill Biden came on and said that she's like inviting both teams to her house, that they both played a good game. I mean, being the ignorant
person, first off, we know that Joe Biden didn't watch the game. So
really,
that's the cap.
Oh wow! So you're talking now?
He clearly did not watch the game. I'm like, bro, Joe Biden did not watch the game. Charlie, you knew I was going to talk.
I didn't know.
Yes, sports. Joe Biden did not watch that game. Shut up. You have a lot of problems on your plate. And first off, we both know if you were really watching that game, you probably sleep off anyway. But like, why? Like, he just came out and I'm like, he watched the game. But I like, didn't watch the game. You've probably not seen Caitlin Clark play all season.
Yeah, so
but she's
like,
she's really good. Caitlin Clark is really good. She's Steph Curry of women college basketball.
Cool.
She's that good. I've been seeing that. I think I followed her from when they got to the semis or something.
Okay.
So, and I was following her game. Like she the girl can hoop.
Alright.
Yeah. Cool. She can hoop.
That's cool. So Joe Biden invited both teams to the house and there was outrage.
But she's white too, so I guess that's the whole thing. It's like, oh, she's white and she said it and she's been doing that. And she does that thing, like she does that. And then you know why Angel Reeves was kind of like pained?
Why?
Because in the last game, you know they do like a whole stretch. So in the last game where they had with this team, she blew her off. You know when you want to shoot threes, somebody come and mark you or come and like block you to before you shoot the three.
Yeah.
What's her name? Caitlin Clark left Angela Reeves. Angela Reeves like waved her off, like don't even mark her. She's not gonna make the shot.
And she made the shot.
She didn't make the shot. So like, but that turned that like I don't even respect you as a player. That was a psyche. That was like a psychological thing that Caitlin Clark was doing to her. So that was why when. You guys won that. Okay, now in the final, where it's like we meet in the final.
Yeah.
And though I actually did play a better game than LSU. But LSU played like a good team game.
Yeah.
And even Angela Reeves didn't even have a good game. But Kinka had a very good game, but as a team, they could not just pull it off, right? Mm. But when that happened and then they won, that's why she went.
She was like, okay.
So that's where the like beef kind of it's not beef but like it's just you talk trash like when you're in the game.
Yes, no.
So it's just normal. And then Caitlin Clark used to talk she talks trash and she's a white girl, but like if you know basketball, there's a historical like thing with trash talking. And there's nobody who did trash talking better than Larry Bird. Larry Bird was one of the best trash talkers who played for the Boston Celtics. Like he was that, but he was good, but he was white. So people are not talking about that's what Larry Bird used to do. And they used to hail men for that.
So why they know?
You know the funny thing? People are not looking at the positive in this. Like, people actually watch women basketball this time because of this whole Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark was the one that making people watching the stream because like, who is this girl that can hoop like this? You get it? So, I'm sure she's gonna make it to the WNBA for sure. She's that good. She's that good.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's where the whole beef did stem from.
Okay.
And I did like, I mean, she, both of them came and cleared it up after the whole game and said that it's not beef, it's sports. And then Caitlin Clark declined Joe Biden's request to come to the, said no, White House, it's only the winners that should go to the White House. They didn't win. So yeah. And that's normal, because even in the NBA, if you win a ring, you go to the White House. It's just a tradition. So why should you lose that? Yeah, so it's because she was that good. You get what I'm saying? And then people now started thinking that, oh, okay, because she's white, that if she wasn't, like, okay, you know, black people are always going to play that card.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but nah, she's good. You people should not even dog. Like, the girl, she didn't say anything. She was cool with the whole thing that just, like, she was fine with it. So, like, I didn't.
Yeah, I think they just blew everything out of
it. The media just wanted to sell. And I like what they did. To sell it like that, because it's like, sell it like this so that people will get it talking and people will watch women basketball. Now people have eyes on women basketball, and I like that. Okay. These are the kind of things that women's, like, basketball should drive so that people can start watching the game.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was fine with it. Now, shout out to Caitlin. Nah, that girl can hoop.
Okay.
Nah, she's really good.
That's cool. Okay, so moving on.
So you get me to be involved with her, and then when I give her, so you shut me up.
Okay, so that's cool. Moving on to our next story.
I'm not saying anything.
Okay, that's fine. Moving on to our next story.
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, so Monique brought out our comedy special, I Am Monique, or This Is Monique, on the Netflix platform. So if you like Monique, go and watch it. Okay? If you're a fan of Monique, go and watch it. That's all I'm going to say about it. Then, my last story for this week. The Cash App founder, Bob Lee, was stabbed to death. If you're a fan of Cash App, or if you use Cash App,
yeah, oh boy.
If you're, you know, if you Cash involve yourself in illegal stuff, you know, and you have Cash App,
but that's not what they use it in the US for. The US is used for transferring money, quick cash, you know, so, like Venmo.
So he passed away from stabbing, I think.
Yeah.
Someone stabbed him while he was walking.
Like, what could they have done? That was my whole thing. Like, what could he have done for somebody to do that to him?
I don't know. You know. So, that's my story for this week, man.
Sometimes I think about stuff like that too. Like, if you say something crazy to somebody and then the person comes back
and
hurts you. You know.
Okay, so you're always careful what you say to people. So that
I don't want to say something crazy. Because sometimes you may think you didn't say anything crazy, but that person took it, you know, to heart. You don't know who you're talking to.
Yeah. You get... like, be careful around me, because I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah. Not with you, so, though. Sure. I know your house.
You don't know. So what? I can't kill you, because you know my house.
You know even fit.
I know fit. Be careful what you wish for, bro.
You know fit.
Okay, now.
What's going to happen?
No problem. I'm telling you, you're not listening.
Anyway, rest in peace to...
rest in peace to Bubbly.
Yeah, that was crazy. I did see... We were watching the videos, the footage. Yeah, it was kind of wild, because he was struggling the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Yes, it is.
That's really, really messed up. Anyway, I think that's all your stories.
I think so.
Fun facts.
Do I have a fun fact? Okay. I think I should. Yeah. I don't remember, but maybe.
Okay.
I will.
All right.
Okay. So, did you guys know that people that get tattoos, like, the reason that it doesn't go off is because it lives in your immune system. The ink forms, as the ink penetrates your skin, it lives in your immune system. So even if you do a tattoo removal, the thing still shows a thin line because it has already entered your bloodstream.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's here. It's
right. People are getting tattoos.
So yeah. Like, it's in your, it's in your immune system. White blood cells known as macrophages arrive at the tattoo site to repair the injury which the tattoo has created and remove the foreign body, the tattoo ink. So because of this, macrophages can't break down this ink. They eat it and it stays in place.
Jesus Christ.
To protect the skin. So when those macrophages die, other macrophages arrive to consume the released ink. I don't even know what that means, bro. So that's why
you guys should stop getting what's a law for
that's
tattoos?
Why I would never understand. It's extremely difficult, and that's why they use white, that's why they use lasers to kill the cells and the ink holding whatever.
But even that, even those lasers they are using to like do the whole thing, it's dangerous too.
It's
because
dangerous, yeah.
Because it's like, I mean, you still bleed for sure, but like the fact that they are inserting a foreign, like a foreign tool inside your bloodstream.
Yeah.
There's not how I trust it. Like anything that is coming in contact with my bloodstream and is an external, like, I don't trust it already. Yeah, that's already something you should be scared about.
Yeah.
Off the rip.
I'm still gonna get a tattoo though. I don't know where. Maybe on my hand or
your ass.
Why?
I don't know.
Why so on my ass? What's the point of
having that? I don't know. Who cares? People do weird shit.
Yeah, I'm not evil. I am Naniska.
Yeah, what else?
Anyway, guys, so those are my stories
really
and
fun
facts.
Please don't do.
For the, if you want to do tattoos, do it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Don't do tattoos, I beg.
I mean, if you want to, you can actually, because I'm going to get one saying Nana and Danny forever on my face.
Aww, that's cute.
That's so disgusting.
Yeah, that's actually very annoying. Why would you even do that to yourself? That's torture.
Imagine your face. Yo, speaking of, I wanted to ask you, what do you think of Black China's move back?
I thought we were going to talk about that.
Back to this thing. I forgot about that, but I just remember.
Yeah, that's you guys know how I feel about
that. You know, that's why I had to bring it up, because I know
you
that
you guys know how I feel about her.
Yeah, so what do you think of her person, like removing all the face fillers, like her?
Why is she doing all this work? Why is she doing all the
getting back to like her?
What's with all the press?
I don't know what happened to her. Maybe
I've seen her on literally every podcast platform, every
because people
platform.
I think people are wondering like why now, like what happened. Maybe she got saved, you know. Salvation is personal, guys.
Yeah, Kanye said the same thing. I mean, I'm not believing all this shit anyway. I'm not really for all that.
Why
I don't,
so negative?
To be honest, I don't really think I'm not buying it because this is why you should not follow. I tell people all the time, this is why you should not follow celebrities. Like, you should not follow them wholeheartedly. Where it's like, bro, look how this human, her mind has changed in like nanoseconds. And she has done the whole thing. Imagine all the girls that she would have swayed with her opinion of, oh, liberated bodies and all those, you know, stuff. Yeah. Like, yeah, you get what I'm saying? Talk, all the stuff they talk about, like, oh, you know, sexually free. Meanwhile, you're a stripper. Then you went on, you were making money on OnlyFans. All of all those monies we are making, you return it.
She has closed down her OnlyFans.
Do you understand?
So, yeah.
So it's like, I understand. I'm like, okay, whatever. But like, it's like, you know, when someone's here, you are so deep into this shit at this point, it's like, I don't know if I believe you. It might be a whole stunt. And you see, I don't trust anybody in Hollywood. It might be a whole stunt. It might be like a whole, maybe she's trying to bring out a book or something, or who knows. I'm not really like, oh, so Black Eyed, oh, she's not saying, see her nice name. Her name is like Angela something or whatever. Very nice name that you even have. Angela White or something. And then it's a stripper name anyway, I get it. But like, I'm not buying all that shit, like, please miss me.
Okay.
I'm not with it.
So okay, now I've gotten your opinion on that.
How about you? Are you buying
this? Guess what my opinion is. If I can get, I'll give him 1 million.
I bet you don't get 1 million. Shut up. Not me and you, there, so.
This guy is an idiot.
You don't get 1 million.
What do you think my opinion is? If what do you do? You know,
First off, 1 million. So, I wasn't going to go the women route.
Okay,
so,
what do you think my opinion is?
Do your thing to anyone.
Well, I'm on that level. I mean, do what you want to do, bro.
Exactly. Oh,
that's always my opinion.
You're always gonna support women. I'm like,
I mean, if she wants to change for the better, why not? I mean,
hey,
everybody.
This is where I have a gripe with people who always say like, oh, women should be able to free their bodies and do all that, blah blah blah. That's great, right? But then you find out that like, you find out that after like they've done all that whole thing, now you want to condemn something that have made who you are, like who Black China is. Same thing that you're not turning around to condemn. I get it, people can change, don't get me wrong, but I'm saying when you like you've branded yourself as this person and you've brought people along with you, like you've carried people, like people have been influenced by what you are. In fact, she's a whole influencer, that's her whole stick. And then, so what do you turn around and tell these people now for who have carried your mantra for a decade? You get what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm not like, how am I supposed to believe you?
Oh, Lord, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's kind of like...
It's okay, Daniel.
And now you have to go on, like, every day I'm seeing her on Shadow, posting, showing us the belly, showing us what natural her face look. She still doesn't look natural to me, but whatever. But anyway,
how can a human being be so full of
I don't hate? Just like that girl. God. Like after Jyoti, she did to Rob, and she was beating Rob, and because she's Black China or she's a woman, she got away with it, and she was even claiming right on even when the footage was there. She's just a violent and nasty person. But anyway, good for her. I mean, Christ can get to anybody, right?
Yeah. Okay.
I hope it's for real. Like, I want to believe it's for real. But I don't like, because it's like, I know, like, maybe it's because it's Black China and then it's Hollywood, and it's like, I know how they can be for, they go crazy with all this kind of, like, it can be a stunt.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, even the whole Kanye thing now was a stunt for the Jesus album. It was a whole stunt. Yeah. A whole stunt. He went back to cussing and doing all of that shit and on his next song. And like, yeah. Bro, like, it was a whole stunt because that whole year he was going to churches all the time, started Sunday service. I'm like, nigga, like, come on. We know you're a piece of shit. Stop. Like, I hate when people, like, in that on that level, like, on that plateau, want to use, like religion or, like, use Christianity most of the time to kind of front. I use it as like a I'm all this change person. Like, nigga, you ain't shit. Like, you've not like really done. You get what I'm saying? Like, you're not really. How did you become all of a sudden? She got a honorary degree in what's it called in theology.
In theology.
How? There are pastors who have been pastoring for 20 plus years. They still don't have that kind of degree, but they gave it to Black China. Like, sometimes, so I get mad sometimes when I see like churches do stuff like that. Why are you doing that? That's clout. What are you trying to gain clout from Black China? They're not giving that to you. Like, when did she become a Christian? All of a sudden she's now so good that she's now a professor, a doctor. Call me doctor.
Yeah.
For what? All of a sudden you became a doctor under 2 months.
It's fine, Daniel. It's fine. Yeah, I've gone on the rant for
you.
Five,
know me now. You know
minutes.
Me. I don't hide my tongue. If you always say, hey, do what you want to do, but like, but nigga, this shit, let's call it what
do
it
what
is.
Do what you want to do end. At yeah, the end of end. The day. Even if she's fronting, that's just, do you, bruh?
I ain't buying that
do
shit.
Do you? And that's that.
Anyway, let's see how it's going to turn out for her in the next one. Or maybe Rob's, you know, stops sending her child support and she cannot, you know, of course, maybe she's not going to be hoeing again on OnlyFans. Of course, she's left the pool a long time ago. I don't know what she's going to do for work. But anyway, it's all good.
Wow. So
it's all good.
See what?
You guys know how I feel about Black China. So you knew what you were doing when you said this topic. You knew what I was going to say.
Okay, guys.
So don't get mad at me when I say it. It's
moving
like, on. It's like, well, like, you knew what I was going to say. But it's the truth. Now, let's be, it's not the truth, but like, it's an angle. It's like, but come on, like, are we... Can people like be
moving
honest and call it for what it
moving
is?
Moving on to our next topic.
But anyway,
the topic of the reason why we came here today.
It's fine. Like, no, I'm quite heated. I'm not done with this actually. I'm mad. I'm actually mad at the way people are carrying.
And drink cold water.
And every day you have to come on and show us, oh, how much you remove. Even the whole surgery process. You came and you were showing us the pictures of and videos of how you went through the whole process and putting it online. You think she's not getting the bag off that? You really think she's not getting the bag of putting that thing on? Like, somebody's paying her for that shit. Come on. Hollywood. You guys miss me with that shit. I don't believe
at the end of
far.
The day, guys.
Let's see her in 1 year. Then we'll probably be like, okay, maybe she's actually for real.
At the end of the day.
I don't believe it. I don't believe
let's keep
one
on watching
bit.
What she does, man. At the end of the day.
I don't believe one
let
bit.
Let her do what she feels she wants to do.
Hey, man.
And that's that.
Hey, man.
Moving on to...
I mean, the poll is always hiring. But anyway, it's all good.
Oh, Lord.
The poll is always hiring. That's how much I'm like, hey. That's what I'm saying, bro. Hey. I said Tiger sends her money. I'm like, why is even Tiger even going to mess with himself?
Like,
it's like
that guy is like...
It's like...
That guy is Tiger too, so what's the... they look the same to me.
I've seen, like, I felt so bad for Rob. Like, and you know Rob is already he's a very quiet person, depression. Like, all those things John was making... Because I used to watch it. They had a whole show at the time. He was literally abusing this guy. So ghetto. But anyway.
Are you done?
I'm done with the slander. Like, I need black channels and I'm here for it. First off, let me just let you guys know what it is.
Are you done?
I don't like that shit.
Are you done? Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Maybe I'm. It's fine. I'm done.
It seems like you want to say.
I see. I can see ammo, but you're making me. You're not giving me ammo. You're kind of. You're killing.
I'm killing it because I want to move on with the show.
Yeah, that's true. We got a good one. So we'll see you guys on the other side of the episode. We're going to come back and talk about parents. First off, we're going to ask the question. We know why we're talking about this because, if you're an adult now and you've gotten to a point where your parents kind of are no longer the people who are giving you authority, like they're not the ones giving you orders anymore, it's kind of now like it's now a suggestion or like an opinion, right? It's moved from an authority figure to more of like, you still respect them of course, their parents, but like you see kind of that slow transition into a new role you now have to play in their lives, where it's like you are now kind of the parents but younger. that's the phase that you've kind of transitioned into slowly, right, as adults. And that's what we really want to talk about, where it's like now they don't order you, now you even order them, kind of like you have to take your meds. Do you want to die? You know, like you kind of start talking to them like they're kids, forgetting that you're parents. And guess what happens? They shrink. Like immediately you tell them like, they will just start like, what is happening here? Like, you get it? So that's what we really want to talk about, parenting our parents. That's the episode one. That's the discussion for today. So join us on the other side of the episode, guys. We'll be back.
Yeah, bye guys.
Sorry, mama. That's shout out to Eminem. Shout out to Eminem cleaning out my closet. He did sing this about his mama. He went to a lot to his mama actually. Well, I want to hear talk about Eminem. We're not going to do that because you guys
thank you God
don't like when I go Eminem crazy, but it's fine. Speaking about Eminem, Eminem needs to drop an album, okay?
Like moving on from that.
He needs to drop an album, okay?
Let's go into today's
episode. Anyway, cleaning up my closet, which relates to what we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our parents.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So how? What's our thoughts on parents? You know, kids becoming not kids, but like us growing up, looking up to our parents, right? And you know, kind of like to so like, oh, these are my parents, the people I love, care about, and all of that stuff. And you respect them as parents. More like from an authority standpoint, I mean, we're Africans, right? We know how that goes. You do anyhow, you get a whooping, all of that stuff. I don't think there's any African child that didn't get a whooping, except you grew up in a very privileged household. If you grew up in a regular household where it's like you guys are pretty,
you're gonna be beaten black and blue.
You definitely was beaten as a child. But yeah, now transitioning from that point on where like they took care of you when you couldn't take care of yourself, which I think is the most selfless thing you can ever do as a human being.
But, you know, they raised us, all of that, tried to raise us the right way. And if they didn't succeed, I mean, good riddance if at the end of the day, you went the other way. Went left. It's not, this is something I still don't think parents should get blamed. I mean, parents do share blame. If you did not raise them right, you have to take responsibility for that you did not raise your kids right, or you were upset in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's, however your kids turn out, it's your fault, right? But if you raise your kids right and they went left still,
It's not your
like
fault.
You can't really, you get what I'm saying? Like, you can't do anything about that. It's just like, you know what? Hey, I did what I could and it wasn't enough. You still went left.
Yeah.
So, and that's not me as a parent too.
Mm-hmm.
After 18, you're free anyway. So, I mean, so now you've grown to a point, you grew with your parents, of course, took you to school, paid for your bills and all of that. And then you've gotten to a stage in life where now you're like, okay, you've probably earned a graduate, probably have a job and all of that. You're now paying your own bills. You don't have to rely on your parents anymore.
Yeah.
Now, we want to talk, that switch where it's like, you switch from a point where you don't have to rely on your parents for every bill.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to call them anymore for every...
Money,
for everything you really like, everything you need to... Oh, I need to pay this, I need to call my mom, or I need to call my dad, depending who has more money. Or you call them from boats, as some of our people used to do. Right? And you need to call them for anything anymore. In fact, you're not even taking steps, adult steps. You're not even taking steps that like, oh, I can sponsor my, you know, education myself. You can see people, they start sponsoring their masters themselves, sponsoring their all of that stuff, which, you know, which is where, like, I am right now, right?
Okay.
Or in normal situation where it's like, now you're even bringing money to the house. Like, you even add, you pay for stuff in the house. You pay for, like, light bills. You pay for, like, you know, DSTV bills. You pay for, like, food in the house. Like, you know what I'm saying? Those kind of stuff is like, now you're running shit.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You're keeping the house running.
Yeah.
The things that need to be in the house, you're keeping the house running. So now you're like, your parents, that upper hand where it's like, you had to, because you knew you had to rely on your parents for a roof over your head. For my case, like, I'm no longer living in my father's house.
Okay.
Right?
Sort of flex, but flex.
It's not a sort of flex, but just a man thing to do.
All right.
But
okay,
yeah,
man.
But yeah, sort of flex. For the flex, you know, I left my dad's house when I was 23.
Okay.
So I mean, like, I've been on my own for like pretty much five 10
years
now.
Because you're 33 now.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Right. So now I thought I was 22. I think I was 22. But yeah, but I've grown so much in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, where it's like, I'm the way I think now, I appreciate my father more because of the things I'm seeing as a man, right? Where I'm like starting to experience things different.
Yeah.
Whereas like, now my dad or my mom, like, let me tell my mom respects my opinion so much now. It's crazy, because before now she didn't even listen to anybody in the house. But for some reason now I've become a voice of reasoning for her.
Yeah.
And that was not always the case. It was so surreal to me, because I was like, I had to sit down one day, I told my mom to do something, I told her like, and I was not yelling, but I was stern. I was like, you should not be doing that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you should not be doing that. Come, what are you? And she was like, it was not like that.
Oh.
I was in the, you know when somebody has a body, out of body experience, where it's like,
wait, is this
am I talking to my mom like this? Like, oh my, when did that happen? You know black mothers, you don't talk to black mothers. Like, that's slick. That will slap you. Like, I could not do that when I was 15 or or when I was 10. Like, what? Talk slick
to like
my mom. Ubi. Ah, Binuma, she will slap you. Ah. My mom. My mom. It's just anybody that beats me the most was my mom. But we're very close, but like, my mom used to hit us a lot. Then she has the US, she used to keep her cane. You know, 3 sets of cane like that. Then then my dad's belt, she used our dad. No, she used to hit us a lot.
Damn.
But you could not talk to her. But now this is me talking to her in a stern voice and telling her, like, there was something she wanted, there was a project she wanted to take on. I was like, no, you can't take on. Like, you don't have enough to back it up. Like, I was trying to advise her in that way. So, like, but you know, now, like, this one is, I'm like, no, don't do that. What are you thinking? I was talking to her very, like, in fact, in my head, I thought I was being very aggressive.
Mm.
You know, I was even talking to her. But her response was what made me realize, oh, what happened? Mm. Like, when did that happen that
you're now like
the child.
You're not the child. Now you're begging me to do something you want to do. Mm-hmm. It's not even for me. Like, yeah. I want to, why am I even talking to you? You're a child. Mm-hmm. You're my child. Right? But like, now they have to take our opinion serious. Yeah. They've got to see a point where like they have to like listen to us and shit. I'm like, when did that happen? Isn't that like we're not the parents, they are not the children? Kind of. Not children, but like children but older. They are not the older kids.
Yeah.
And we're the younger adults.
Yeah, true.
That transition, like, it was a chip for me because I was like, oh my god. It was so sorry. I was like, when did this happen? Now, I said to you, I was like, did it happen when, like, I left the house? Or when I started, like taking care of myself? I'm not relying on them.
Or was it when
I started, like, you know, occasionally sending my money? Like, what was that transition like? Like, when did that happen?
Yeah.
You know, so that's, like, when I say parenting our parents, like, that's where, like, and now they call us, they ask for stuff, like, okay, my picking half an hour, wait, we think about this, or what? You didn't ask my opinion. Let me tell you, my mom used to think I did not have sense growing up, so all of a sudden, my mom used to tell me, child, shut up, no, you don't know anything. Don't, you know, that's anything. How they talk to us.
Yes,
you don't know anything, yeah, shut up, what do you know? That used to hurt me. I remember the child that used to hurt me. I'm like, God, I used to confess in my class, I'm not dumb. You should not talk to me like this. I used to be so mad. And you know, what? I understand now why they used to like disregard us. Because it's like, I'm paying your bills, boy. Shut up. You don't know shit. Like, you know, like, you've not
it's
got
like,
through shit.
Like you're doing something now and it's more personal.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why they cannot I will never respect you. You ain't been there. Like a child.
Yeah.
All you know is go to school and eat yam and egg and like come. That's all
why
you
yam
do.
And egg though?
I don't know. That's
that's your best food.
I used to carry that to school back when I was in primary school, yeah. My mom used to give me bread and egg. I fried yam and egg then. But yeah, I mean, that's like all you cared about. You didn't care about bills and stuff.
Yeah.
You didn't know what it means to pay house rent. Like, what are they talking about? You know, or to pay school fees.
Yeah.
They were paying my school fees. Of course, they could tell me to shut up and I'll shut up. They were feeding me. Mm. They gave me a roof. Gave me clothes. And look, I birthed you. You're mine.
Exactly.
You're a slave to me. Like, I can slap you and I can do and undo. Mm-hmm. I remember when my mom wants to beat us. Me, especially, she'd be like, let me bring you condis and let me go commote you.
Why?
Imagine saying that to your son, bro. Now all of a sudden I'm talking, I'm like, hey, my picking. I'm like, nigga, when did that happen? Like this sudden switch is crazy. It's crazy. I'm like, when did that happen? And it was also, I was like, in my mind, I'm like, am I being disrespectful? Is this my just changed? Mm. And you know what makes me mad? Now I see how she handles my youngest.
Okay.
It's not the same way she handled us. She handled us with iron hand.
Yeah,
that was because we were more stubborn. Because we never stubborn children, but for some reason my mom was just on our asses.
Mm.
But my younger one, my youngest, she's not like that. She's, I don't know, she's very like subtle and very calm. Like calm with her.
And maybe your youngest is calm too now.
My youngest is calm, but like she does some crazy shit sometimes. Like, if I did it back in the day, I knew what you'd have done. Only your eyes, self. I don't run.
You know, parents, they don't.
I think it's this Gen Z shit. This Gen Z kids don't care.
I don't think it's even Gen Z. I think it's parents when they like they use a strong hand to train like the first one or the second one.
So there's a precedence.
Yeah, so that when that third one comes, they don't really is that second one that I'm not giving them a pass
they
question.
They pet my last, my youngest a lot. Yeah, like, it's not even like. Not pet, but like the way compared to how we were raised, she's not being raised like that. And I think it's just because she's an older, even with my dad.
She's older now.
She can't even with my dad.
That time they had time to do
that. I was like, God, you guys should be hitting this girl at this point. You knew what you did to me when I said some slick shit. You knew. Like, you knew what you did to me.
Yeah, different times, man. Different times.
Well, how's your own tradition been?
Yeah, I let you even tell you. Do you know that until you said something about the maybe my kids paying for sheets, paying for this?
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Because honestly, this parenting, our parents, and I still feel like my parents are in charge sometimes because I'm still staying
That's the only them. That's the only thing that okay, you're still under their roof.
I'm still under their roof.
That's the only thing.
Right?
But you know you're responsible for shit running.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Now you respect me, man.
See what I'm saying? So like even
see, I'm not see
you know what
I mean, inside this house now, you see man. Right? Yeah.
But like you know, there's a sorry to get into your family, but I'm part of the family and whatever.
Are
I'm
you really? Whatever. Are you? Okay.
I know you're only selective, but whatever. Who cares?
If you say so, whatever.
Anyway.
Okay.
You know, there was particularly that I came and then you're talking to your pops and then you were like, your pops, I think your pops was asking you to buy him airtime or something.
Mm.
And you were like, ah, I already bought you airtime yesterday. Like, why did you finish? And he was like, ah, buy me airtime. I said, I looked at him, I'm like, are you begging this cow? And if like, but you could see how he was really like humble about it. But like, he didn't even come from a place of, oh yeah, my daughter is supposed to like. He's supposed to like come. Yeah, my daughter is to buy me a card. No, he's like, please buy me a card now. Like,
yeah, you know, yeah.
Like, even me, I was not like, this man that was that used to like holler at me every time. Like, this is how she's talking. But like, you could just tell that, like,
yeah,
there's a difference on in how they relate with you now.
Yeah,
it's different. Like, it's so different. And it's like I had a trip. I was like, when did this happen? Like, you won't even know.
Yeah, true. I didn't even know what you're saying. Like, just TV shit like that.
Yeah, like
all these. So yeah. True. I actually run shit in this house, man. Many respect me.
Do you understand? Yeah. Okay, now and even now that your sister's never around, it's kind of like you also have to step up in some shape or form.
I haven't stepped up.
I know you won't because it's deliberate. Because like
exactly,
that's a job. That's why you came first.
Exactly. So, in my... Okay, you have spoken as a firstborn.
Yeah, as a firstborn.
So, let me speak as a secondborn.
As a middle child.
As a middle child, yeah. Honestly, like I said, the parenting our parents...
Yeah.
The thing I've noticed in parenting our parents is that now, at least, I have an opinion.
Yeah.
That I think that... I've always had an opinion.
Yeah.
So, it's their choice if they want to listen or not. I'm always the one that used to talk. Like, yeah, I always
been vocal.
Yeah, I've always been vocal and let my feeling, like, they must know what I'm
how
feeling.
How you feel about this.
Exactly. Even if they don't... So, at that point, when I was younger, it was like, this one will always talk. But we're not going to take what she says.
Serious.
But now, if I say something...
Yeah.
And I say
you've built enough cachet.
Yeah, and I say this is my own thought on this and I'm not going to do it because this is how I feel.
Yeah.
They'll take
give them reasons.
Yes, I'll give them reasons and say this is it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't even give them reasons. I'll just say like I'm not going to do it. I don't want to do it. They won't even bother to even ask. Mm-hmm. They'll just okay. So they have given me that respect of okay, this one is old now, she does not have time to She does not even have time. Or sometimes, like, because sometimes parents, they
be wally.
Exactly. So sometimes if I come back and my mom starts complaining, oh, you did not this. I'm just like, please. Yeah. I just came back from work.
Yeah. Don't and then I stay in your house and shit, but like, yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Let me breathe.
I was like, I know I stay in your house. I was like, please just leave. Like, sometimes, like, parents, they... I don't know if they are out of touch or...
Of course they are out of touch.
They're out of touch, but there are some things like... They say some weird things. And I used to tell... I would tell my mom, like, don't speak to... I was like, don't speak to me like that, please. Mm. I'm not a child. Like... That's what I used to do. Like, that's what I used to do.
That's a bar. That's a bar.
So it's just you, because my mom sometimes I don't know what's
I'm
up.
I'm not a child. Don't speak to me
like
that.
I'm not a child. Don't
speak
to me like that.
You could not say that when you were 10.
You can't say that.
You could not say that when you were 15.
Who born you were? Me talk that.
Or even say it to school when you were sheep, they still pay your bills.
Yeah. So now I even noticed that I don't ask them for money. Like those little things that you usually do, like before, that seems like normal.
Haircuts. I'm gonna cut my hair. Ask my dad for 20 naira. You face. Rubbish me first for 200 naira. You know, hair was 200 naira then. By the time he gives me the money, I don't even want to go and cut his hair again. Now I can't even remember. Now, like, hair is 1,000 like, now. Hey, to cut hair is 1,000. Imagine asking my dad for him to cut my hair.
Like, you know,
I don't have a job.
Exactly. The only thing that you won't call your. Right now, I think in this age group, the only reason why we'll call my parents if.
Is
push
that
has
bad.
Come to shove and we need that money.
Yeah, which I did in December. I had to.
Yeah, I mean you had to.
Yeah.
But I mean it's only if you have to, like when you were a student and every
and I paid thing. Back by the way. So the respect is always there. I mean
applaud the respect is always there. Applaud the same. So Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, the little things, you won't even notice that things are already changing.
Yeah.
Like, the way they speak to you now is different.
It's different.
The way they, some actions, like, some things that they don't want, that they want from you. You
see, they seek your opinion.
They seek your opinion on things. They change the way, there's a
the
manner.
Tone.
The tone in which they speak to you now is different.
Yeah.
And you too, you take that charge of, oh, they're speaking to me in this tone. Okay.
I don't even think you even think about the tone. It's like, You just do.
You just assume, like, it's like, whatever. Yeah. So even now, at times, when I look at them, like my dad now, you know, my dad is old.
Yeah.
So, like, when sometimes when you're not feeling fine, we'll speak to you, like, take your drugs, take your discount.
Yeah, why should I take your drugs?
Why are you not taking your drugs? You know what to do already.
Yeah, like, it's like,
oh. Like, even my mom, too, my sister speaks to my mom like that. Because my mom has some drugs that she usually takes, and she will not buy it.
Yeah.
But she'll be buying other things for the house.
Like, why?
So my sister will be like, buy what is important to you first now. See, if you're not there, who will not take other people will take care of the house now. So what, the house is not ready in the way. Take care of yourself first. I'm like, okay, I'll buy it. Yeah. If you say it like this, these are I'm like, what? What is happening right now? As we,
anyways, when we were sick, they were the ones begging us to take care of now we're telling you to take your drugs.
So like, just little things. Or if they want like a favor from me, the way they beg,
it's different.
The way they beg you is different.
In other words,
exactly. The way they beg you, the way they say, please, just do this. Like, yourself, you will know that, okay.
Let me tell you, my mom is, I think my mom should be a stand-up comedian. If my mom wants to ask her, I know what they call, from the very first thing she says, she's like, my pikin. When she says that, and when she now starts saying son, or when she says, is it what she always, then she now starts singing for me in Benin. I'm like, now Benin be this. I just know it's Benin. I know. Like, when I say my mama something, you know, say it's inside, I won't cook soup. I'm like, this chick. I already know it's Benin.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's different, but like, it's just so. There was the part that I was talking, even with my dad, right? And my dad is always for me hard. What is that? We'll get him. We'll give him 10 years. You know, yeah, give him 10 years. He will grow softer. But like, even now with him, like, I don't call him as much. Right? I think we had this conversation where it's like, I don't call him as much. I should do a better job of that. Right? I don't call him as much. But when we do talk, it's fine. It's cool. Kick it. Right? And I didn't realize that thing used to pain him. Like, I didn't realize that thing to bother him. And then, of course, my mom would tell me. My mom would say, what did they do? Your father, they tell me, say, you are in the middle of the collar. Say, Tanya,
why did he not call you?
You pick phone and call me. My point is that since when did he care that I talked to him? Before now, he used to say that, why am I talking to him? He's a small boy. Yes, that's what he told. There was a particular time when I was craving his attention. Right? You know, there's a point now. Like, you want your father's approval for anything, right? But, like, he wasn't giving me that. And I was like, I just stopped chasing, you know, and I've been that way for a long time. So now all of a sudden you want me to, what are you chatting about? You get what I'm saying? So it's like, all of a sudden now you want my company. Now you want my thoughts on you. Now you want me and you to be friends or like, you know, chop it up. I'm like, nigga, we ain't friends. Like, you get what I'm saying? I still keep it like, that's my father, like, that's like an authority still. I still don't relate to him on that level. Even though now he's now like, coming back, it's not like wanting to start a relationship, which is weird. Why did that happen? When did that change? It's because now it feels like I'm running my own shit, like I'm trying to do my own thing, I'm not involving him. So sometimes I would have made a decision, done the decision, and not let him know. Not like, you know, on purpose, but like I've done it already.
Yes.
But then he found out that you didn't even tell me. I'm like, I don't even think about your ass, like, shit.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, so all of those things make, like, he will go tell my mom. My mom will not just say, I know you're a part of. My mom will tell me everything.
Mm-hmm.
You get that? Like, so that's what he thinks.
Yeah.
So most of those things, like, you kind of like start to realize, like, okay, this is why his attitude is kind of changing towards me. Now he wants his son to be his, like, but then again, if you didn't build that relationship from the start, it's kind of like, do you really, like, you know, navigate that? But yeah, we're trying to also, like...
Yeah. I also remember, then I just remember one thing about my sister. I think we're in my mom's room.
I think your sister will have more experiences with them.
With them, yeah. No, she's number one. My younger sister. Yeah,
okay, youngest.
So, my mom and my sister were in her room.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what she was saying. She said something very offensive to me.
Mm.
I don't know. I was shocked the way I would respond.
Yeah.
She said something about, like, me and my friend that stays with me, Gladys.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was saying something about, I don't know
if some slick shit.
Yeah, she was saying something about, that, I don't know what it was. It's about job. It was about a job.
Okay.
And she was saying something like, oh, Gladys is this one, this one. Like, she was trying to create, like, beef. No, not beef with Gladys. Not a rift. She was comparing me.
Okay.
So, and me, I didn't even like her. If you like, maybe she thought that maybe that was going to help me to go and, like, go and be Bill Gates or something. I don't know what she was thinking. Yeah. She was doing it as a form of motivation. Yeah. And, like, seeing the way she was coming with anger, like, see your friend, this one. See you will not go and do this. I said, please.
Hold it.
I'm like, The way I even responded to her, she'd not even talk again.
Yeah.
Don't try and compare me and my friend.
Yeah.
Nothing, whether I use the comparison or whether I don't use the comparison, it's not going to change anything.
Yeah.
What I want to do is what I want to do. It was more aggressive. But I said it, and my sister, was,
that's the truth.
And I'm like, don't talk about me and my friend in that way.
Think about it.
My sister was shocked, like, she said this thing. I was not like, oh, I was not trying to say. I don't want to. That's how I start. Don't bother. So my sister was not going to meet me on
that. That was harsh.
So wow, I didn't know you can talk to me. I didn't know you don't want me like this. I was like, sometimes it's needed.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you have to cut things like that. Because if not, they'll try to grow. They will start to say a lot of rubbish.
Yeah.
So when she noticed that, I don't like that kind of talk, she won't say it again. So I was like, better not. Don't try me.
Don't try me. But you could not say that before.
That's the thing. I didn't even know
you
that.
You don't even know where it comes from.
Exactly.
It's okay because you know now, right? Like, you're an adult, you're doing things, so it's not like you're slouching in the house.
Exactly, yeah.
If you're a slouch and you're a bum, like, you didn't have a job, or if they talk to you, I don't get it.
Yeah, I think I've forgotten my dad. There are two things. One with my parents and one with my dad.
What happened with your dad?
I can't remember. No, my dad normally doesn't look at my job because he knows that I give back to him hot.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, yeah, he.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I can't remember. I can't remember one thing he said. I don't know. Okay. Yes. In December, we were talking about that Uber thing.
Uber.
That I was driving.
Oh, the Uber business.
So, I was like...
Oh, okay.
And normally now I don't see any reason to seek their approval for anything.
Because you already know where
you're going. Because I feel like if you're going to say something, it's better for me to do what I want to do then. Whatever I have to say after, it's fine.
I do that too.
Yeah, so I don't need your approval. Because if I wait for that,
we don't need their approval anymore.
That's the truth. And then they know they've lost that. Yes,
and I think that's what makes my dad mad. You just said it now. Because before now, like, if you want to do anything, I'll ask him, can I?
Yeah.
No, I've already done it.
So I did it. You just said it in passing. So I did that.
I'm like, you did that. Like, you didn't even tell me.
You don't need to know everything that's going on in my life.
They've lost that control.
So they don't have that control. And I think that's what makes them, sometimes
they're fighting to get it back.
Yeah, they fight, but they can't get it back.
It's gone.
Yeah, because my dad, even that Uber thing, I said, I'm not going to tell you because if I tell you, I'm going to put doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
So let me just do what I want to do.
Yeah.
And my mom knew about it.
Yeah.
And my mom was trying to discourage me, like, I'm afraid, yo.
Mm. Of course, my daughter.
I'm afraid, I don't want anything to do. Mm. And I'm no problem.
You're not sharing all the horror stories on BC WhatsApp for you to see from Uber people.
As if you know.
I'm not my... You always know how parents be moving.
So I did that. Then the next, I think... My mom now finally told my dad.
Mm.
And then I held meeting.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord. It was a thing.
PTSD. And the last meeting we had in my house was not nice.
Oh, okay. I remember that. You told me. And then he called my sister, my senior sister, because I came back with her. So he was not like, so, both of you.
It was so dramatic.
I know
him. The guy is dramatic. I know him.
So both of you decided to connive.
How do you even take him serious when he's doing that thing?
I don't know if he's taking him serious at all. He knows that. I don't even care.
I don't want to put the story about that guy. He's so funny.
Oh, Lord.
He's not even trying. Like, I think sometimes he's dead serious, but his face just looks.
I mean, the guy is just. I don't know.
Nah, shout out to the patriarch.
The guy is like, you guys connived against me. So people are not telling me anything. People are doing things in this house, people are not saying anything. You see, where is that your sister? And I came in. I was like, ah, so you not telling me I want to be a taxi driver? Why did I not pay your school fees? I said, this man, nigga.
That's from 10 stems. Like, I paid your school fees. This is where you end up.
I said, bro, it's not taxi. This thing. It's just a thing I'm just doing just to get extra money. I explained the whole thing.
Broke it down
for him. I'm like, this is why I didn't want to do it in the first place. Yeah. I don't have the time to explain shit to you.
Yeah.
My dad is so dramatic. Didn't I just remember?
Yeah.
My sister, my young, last one.
Yeah.
She was still in secondary. No, she was in primary school.
Yeah.
And us, we were in boarding house.
Yeah.
So one day, my dad was very sick.
Yeah.
So he now called her. He was not saying, tell your sisters. That one was not kind. Tell your sisters that I love them.
Ah!
I said, which kind? Mommy says, leave up!
So dramatic. I can't take him serious. That dude is funny.
The guy is so dramatic.
That dude is funny.
Anyway, moving back. So these are the, like, we don't seek their approval anymore. Yeah. We don't, like, I don't know what to call it now. I don't think we have actually gotten to the part where we actually, like, take care of them. Normally, you take care of them.
Given 10 years. Yes. Yeah, you start taking care literally.
You start taking care of them. Yeah.
Physically,
yes. Yeah. So, I mean.
I dread that, actually. I dread it.
It's going to be a sight.
Yeah. So you just have to employ somebody to do that.
Why? Because they have strength.
I can't be working 9 to 5 and 5 to 9. And
true.
Still be able to.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I just have to employ somebody to be there for them.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 years from now, your parents are still young.
Mine are still
My parents will not be young again.
Yeah, they'll be very
old. I mean, I have to be very old 10 years from now.
Very, very old. Anyway, we look forward to those moments anyway.
Yeah, we look forward to those moments.
So, it's just interesting how, like, sometimes, you see how, like, even if we didn't have this episode, we probably don't have to talk about a lot of things where it's like, why? Like, when did that transition? That's what I'm always like, when did that transition happen?
Yeah, I know that sometimes they won't, these days, they don't even expect to do things like if you go home now, you have told me before you don't do anything in the house.
I don't do anything in the house again. My mom will tell me, sit down, Jerry, let my last born go and do it, or let my sister, younger sister,
you know,
my sister used to teach to pay her, like, is he only the one? I'm like, my God, shut up, man. Shut up. I'm like, let me enjoy my first born privileges. You guys are not out here when I'm paying all these bills.
True, my first born, she shouldn't do anything.
Yes, now, because like,
they pay me for body.
There you go, pay you.
Jesus. They pay me.
If you know this, like, the, like, what they call it, this, that you stick, she takes for you guys.
Whatever.
It's kind of like, you guys don't see. You know, I was talking to my sister. My sister was saying she wants to go and do some other, like artistic, you know, video editing kind of stuff. She wants to be into all this kind of stuff now. And I'm like, I don't know about it, but like, if you're going to be, that career is a very, very dicey career. Mm. Especially for a lady, all of those things is nasty. But if that's what you want to do, fine, no problem. You can do that. But then again, it comes with all this, like, okay, the pay is probably not paying as much, right? But like, they'll probably come back late hours of the night. The other day, she came back around past 1 or so.
Wow.
You know, had to keep me up at night. But anyway.
Worried.
You know, but I mean, I don't like that part, she knows. But then again, it's like, I thought about it, I'm like, do you know the only reason she has this freedom to do all this kind of stuff? Because you are here.
Yes.
Like, I thought about it, I was like,
that's true.
Like, she, if she wasn't in a position where it's like, oh, you have your brother who is taking care of like your bills, like you don't have to worry about where to stay for free. It means you have a lot of, you have like levity to do whatever you want to do, because it's like your backup is always going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
You know you always have me to like at the end of the day. You get what I'm saying? It's like the fact that you have that plan, you can do and undo. Imagine if I had that levity of like, oh, I don't have to pay rent. You think I would be doing, probably doing 9 to 5 the way I'm going hard on 9 to 5 like this? Probably won't. We'll probably be doing this. I'll probably have more time to do this freaking podcast the way I really want to go hard on this.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because it's like, you just have that freedom and levity to do what you like, but you don't even see it because it's like, you are the youngest, so you don't even see, you don't even think it's just your older brother or your older sister being your older sister. Mm. But there are a lot of things that they do for you, like, just the other day when we went out and you had the levity to go and stay in Lekki. If your star wasn't there,
I'll come back.
You'll come back to your house now. Yeah. You do the whole thing like the normal people that way.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? But you have that option now. Like, it's that option that's like, whatever happens, right? Like, you can go out tonight at night and not really want to come back home.
Mm-hmm.
You have the level to go and stay at your sister's place now.
Yeah.
Because she's moved on. She's gotten her own place. Yeah. Right? Now, the fact that she's gotten her own place, even the respect that your parents have for her now has increased.
It has increased. Yeah, true.
It has increased. Forget that she's a girl, and I know we're in Africa and they don't like ladies living and they're living in their husband's house or blah, blah. Guy.
This is the first century. People be one don't, of those ladies, because I ain't you got probably, time for
I'm not. The fact that you don't have to think about that is because she's there. You're not under pressure to do that because she's there.
Yeah.
You get, so there's all those things that sometimes you don't think about that. Like, oh, we're just believing something. Like, no, that's your firstborn. Like, there's a reason why she's there. She's going to take a lot. So if she comes once in a while to the house, I'm not expecting her to carry anything. Like, it's just like, chill, like, I got you.
Yeah, me too. I'm going out to
that. Yeah, until you do that. So until you do that, leaving. Yeah. Because they know what it is to stay on your own. And they don't want you to experience that as a lady. That's why they do what they do. You get what I'm saying? So, for me now, like, I remember the first time I was getting a house. Ah, this story. First time I was moving to my... because when I first moved to the island, you know where I was staying now? I was staying in somebody's house, but it was another lady's house. I was staying with her for a while, and then we had to move because someone else was coming in to rent the place, so we had to move.
Yeah,
and it was such a short notice that I did not have like money there. I knew it was just all we were using money that were I was being paid was NYC money and then money from work. So that was what I was saving. Thank God I was saving. I was just saving. I didn't even know to be useful.
Yeah.
I was just saving small things. Keep small things. I think I had like 100K at the time. So I needed to raise about maybe another extra 200. Again, I don't know how it happened. But sure, the money came.
Yeah.
I was saving. I saved. I asked this. Then I asked for my friends. I borrowed money. All of that. I borrowed money and I completed. And I paid the rent. I remember I had paid the rent already before my dad found out. And it was when I, of course, I was going to tell my mom that I told him. Mom, that called me one day. I was like, you rent a house? I was like, yeah, I did, nigga. Because it's like, that's how I said it in my head.
Yeah.
But my response was like, why is he calling me to ask me to pay the rent? Like, nigga, like, I paid rent.
Okay, now, that time you guys were not still.
Yeah, because it was like, it was surprising to him that I went out, like, I paid that, like, I was able to raise that kind of money. To him, that time, raising 300K plus was, like, cost, you see, that's a lot of money, right? So, like, the fact that his son did that without his knowledge, didn't ask him for shit, that was what made him like,
this boy don't grow.
I could see the respect in his eyes when he was saying that. So, like, so you actually, you did that? I'm like, yeah, I did that, I paid.
Damn. Mic drop.
Like, do you get what I'm saying? It was like, I did that because I was like, I didn't want a situation whereby I would stress him for shit, because he wasn't even happy with the way I left the house, because he felt like I shouldn't have left the house the way I left the house. I'm like, nigga, like, I'm grandma. He's always known that me have been a rebel. Anyway. Mm. He's always known that Daniel will do what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Right? I've always been like that. I still respect him though, but like, my stance when it comes to things that I'm passionate about, he knows I'm going to go for it. Like, I've always been like that, and he's not like that. Even from when, like, me choosing to be in commercial and not sciences because he wanted me to be in science, we had a whole thing. Like, that's something. But when he got to that whole house, because that was a financial decision, and I made that financial decision without him, he didn't even know until when I was about moving in.
Mm.
I was like, wow. He said, you paid that? I was like, yeah, I paid it. So I was like, yeah. I was like, okay. He was mad, but like, he was, you know, the guy was mad, but like, he was like, at the same time, I was like, oh, okay, all right. Since you got it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? But then when I was living, I was so broke. Why I even came to his house because I wanted to ask him for money to even go back. So when I came, I think he gave me like 5k to go back home. Because when I was living, I was like, ah, I thought you paid house rent. I'm like, nigga, like, don't insult me. If you're going to give me, give me. If you're not going to give me. But that's why I didn't like asking for shit because he used to like belittle me every time. Yeah. I didn't like that. I didn't like the fact that I hated him talking to me. I used to tell him, I used to complain to my mom. So I sent my mom to go ask him because I'm not going to ask him for money.
Because
I'm that proud.
Proud enough.
Yeah, that. So I think he told my mom, he didn't give my mom. He now came to meet me in my room.
Mm.
Now like, I thought he paid rent. Man, this is all I have to take. That was the last time I asked him for money like that. I'm not asking this guy for shit anymore. You know? But like, I remember that was the first time I saw the transition in, like, the his eyes changed. Mm. Like, how he now started to view me was different.
Mm-hmm.
That, okay, this boy, okay, is not actually matured enough to take that kind of adult decision.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? It was a very big decision for me to take at the time, considering this area. And you know, this area is very expensive.
Yeah.
So, it was very cool. Like, okay, all right. You know, I see you. That kind of look. That was what it was. It wasn't that kind of like. I think that was the first time I saw that transition. Like in his eyes, I was like, okay. I think he gets it now that I'm no longer a child that he can push around.
Yeah.
That I think that was when he got it the first time. Because thinking back now, I'm like, yeah, that was the first time I really saw him say, oh, okay. Because that kind of issue is something normally he would shout at me about, which is not normally. He didn't shout.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, you went out with a guy? I was like, yeah, like you didn't tell me? I was like, yeah, it was so quick. I just gave him, it was so quick. I had to pay you on time because it was on short notice, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. I was like, ah, okay. Okay, how is the place? Hope it's good. Ah, that's all he said? Like, he didn't shout. I was expecting him to shout at me, mm-hmm. but he didn't shout. He was asking, how is the place? Hope it's fine. I said, yeah. You know, but we know what happened later on, that the place was nasty and then he gets money.
Shout out to him, shout out to him.
It's all good, but yeah,
bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, but like, it was just so. It's just so sorry now that, and even when I even talk to him now, like, I talk to him like before, like I call him pops. I could not call him pops before.
They're my friend.
Yeah, he's like, are you mad? Like, yeah, that's how you talk to me. Yeah, are you stupid?
Are you mad?
That's how he talks to me. Like, are you mad? Are you stupid? That's how he starts. If he wants to start shouting. Once he had you mad, I used to be like, all right, here we go.
Here we go again.
You know, there was a time when my dad was shouting at me on the phone. Tell you guys the story. He ordered me to go and see, like, when I moved to Benin earlier, to university then. And, like, he wanted him to go and see his parents. And his family, his sisters, and all that. He wanted me to go and see them. I was like, I'm not sure I want to do that. I'm in school. Let me read, okay? Like, I came to school to, like, these people, it's not like these people ever cared or called to kill me before. Now, why all of a sudden because I'm in uni band now, I should go and be seeing all of them?
Exactly.
Like, I'm not, don't disturb me, I'm in school. Okay, you send me for that or you send me to school. I told him that point blank. I told him, I'm like, nah, I'm not doing it. And he was like, are you talking to me like that? I just took the phone out of my ear and I kept it on it when he was done shouting. I put it back, all right, and then I ended the call. I didn't like no further conversation. I'm not going to talk to you about this. Mm. He wasn't paying my bills. He could have said that he's not paying my bills anymore, and that's fine.
Mm.
You guys, I'll just come back to the house.
I'll sit down.
I was like, bro, like, what do you want to go and see? Go and do your So, you know, one of those things where it's like, he tells, like, I've always been like somebody who's like, I kind of rub the green every time with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's kind of like, so that's why my sister always be so, because my sister does what he wants. I was like, whatever, who cares? Somebody has to be a Judas in his family, and it's me. I'm ready to take the mantle. I don't care.
Judas.
Like, I don't care. You get what I'm saying? But like, now, if I did that even with fear before now. But now I know that I don't do with fear anymore because I don't rely on you anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm paying my own bills. Like, I'm doing my own thing. Like I'm supporting the family when I can. Like, it's not a thing of like, oh, I'm solely dependent on, like, if you don't give me money, I won't eat. Nah, dude. I'm cool.
I'm gonna eat, bro.
Yeah, I'm always gonna eat. Like, I'm always gonna find ways to eat. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's not like I'm always gonna find. I remember when even the money I borrowed from him, when we were moving to the new place and all, like everything we had to do in January, it was like kind of like
January, okay.
It was kind of like, oh, okay, okay, you need this for that. Like, how much do you need? And I told him, I'm like, okay, like I'll send this, like, so I was like, ah, cool. And I paid him back within 1 month. I'm like, huh, okay. Like the respect is always going to be there because it's like, I remember when I paid the first half of the money and he was like, where did you get money from? I thought he said, I was like, yeah, don't worry about it. I told him, I was like, don't worry, that somebody was owing me, not knowing that it was on writing money. Because I didn't want to tell him that that was another bag I was getting.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because yeah. Like, he's going to now start looking, oh, he's doing, oh, he's doing it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I didn't just want to like let him know. So anytime he calls and he's like, always working, you know, he thinks he's like, always 9 to 5. I mean, sometimes he does see, I do that kind of work at night, but like, most times it's writing work I'm doing, yeah. Right? So he said that he always dying, he's working. I was like, man, nigga, yeah, you're a workaholic yourself. Where do you think I got that from? You get what I'm saying? So it's like, why are you mad at that, right? So
yeah.
It's just that he's on a respect level now. Mm-hmm. And like, he understands that, okay, I'm going through life, I'm going through a lot of things. Like, the time we had like a conversation, when we had that whole meeting, he was advising me that, okay, like, he's also worked as well, but I also have to find a way to balance things so that I don't come back from work angry, because myself was complaining at the time that I was always coming back from work, I was angry and I was, you know, moody and all of that. It's like, yeah. So he was not trying to advise me that if he did that, how would we feel? I'm like, nigga,
okay, you did it.
I'm like, you did that. Like, why are we you gonna act it, like sir. I didn't grow up with you, nigga? You did that, but of course I'm not gonna say that so that you don't sound. I just got like, nigga, you did that. Shut up. You were moody all the time. And then I came to the house, you spoiled the whole mood for everybody else. So, nigga, we saw you. That's why you always don't start and take your life. You was like, nigga, man, we saw that. It's not like kids who act like we don't see things. We see. Right? So I'm like, okay, I get what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Basically, he's saying, don't become like me. That's what I took from that.
Yeah.
Even though in his head, he doesn't believe that he was like that. You were like that.
You were like that, sir.
Yeah, you were not tolerable at all. To be around. So it was that kind of thing, like, okay, whatever, right? And then he was not saying, okay, now you need to be careful how you move. You have to be able to balance it all. Like when you're working, even when you're angry at work, don't bring it at home. Don't bring it to the house. It was telling me the same. But even though I was saying that, in my mind, I was like, I understand why you're saying. You would not say this to me if you did not think that I was a grown man now.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So I was like, this is what I was like. This is like, you want to get to the point where your father is not giving you, is an advice. It's like, I've lived this, I've done this, you should move this way. You get what I'm saying? I was like, I'm here now. You know, I was like, I'm here. I'm now with my dad, and my dad is giving me like game. That's where you want to get to as a son. Like, he's not giving me game. Yes, that's what I want. And that doesn't happen until he respects you as a man.
Yeah.
And I think we've gotten to that point now where it's like, okay, he respects me as a man to see, like, I remember I was showing the new place when we moved in. And I'm like, okay, I can see it's okay. It's not as big over there. I was just telling him, like, this is what I was showing, okay, this is where it is. We're like, okay, that's cool. That's nice. You try it though. I was like, if my dad says you try it, that's him telling you that you're doing well. That's his mark of approval. My dad has never said, I'm proud of you. Never. It will never come out of his mouth. Never. The day my dad says that, you've hit jackpot.
That means you don't be billionaire.
He never approved it. Best thing my dad will say to you, you tried. I can remember when I came first in class, he tried. That's all he said. But if you don't, he'll tell you, does the other person have to wait? That is just a typical African shit, but it's whatever, right? But like, I've liked the fact that we've gotten to that point in our father-son relationship where it's like, okay, he respects me as a man. And I remember I used to fight for that as a child. Like, I wanted his approval. So like, I wanted you to see me as a man, but I was a boy. You were paying my bills, of course. You know, I was probably shitting my parents. Like, child, why would I listen to you? I understand that now.
Yeah.
Right? But like, I wanted to be in this point so bad, but that took time. That took like effort. That took you maturing as a human, as a man. That you shouldering certain responsibilities for me to see you as that dude. I remember the day my dad was asked, my mom asked my dad for, I think he was asking my dad for some money or something. My dad told her, go and ask your son. I'm like, okay, that's what we're doing now. Well, say, ask Daniel. I'm like, okay. And it's like, I'm like, you know, come, I got it. Okay. Like, you know, I wasn't even flex, phased. Flex. I wasn't even phased. Like, that was like, you know, like, okay. And like, me, then tell Daniel to give you. It wasn't like in a rude way, where he said it to her. Mm. But I was like, tell Daniel to give you. Like, in my mind, my first was like, first off, that's your wife, okay? That's you married her, not me. Okay, that's your responsibility to take care of that shit. Don't be moving shit to me. We're like, so I was like, well, I got it. Like, I gave her, like, because it was like, hey man, like, we're not going to do this back and forth thing where it's like, oh, I'll go ask you for money because you'll not be even come. I used to tell my mom, if you ask for money, okay, come, I'll give you. You get, come to me. I got you. You know? So that level of security, I think there's something about that that switches, it kind of has this light bulb in their head where they kind of like, oh, he's that dude now. Mm. You know? It's kind of like, it's just a weird chance. I don't know, it's weird. Because now they listen to you, which did not used to happen. In fact, the tone they even approach you with is very, it's calm, it's so
true. Yeah, it's calm, yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Did that happen?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just happened. Just a switch.
Yeah. It's so surreal. Like, it gives me, anytime I'm talking to my mom, I take myself out of the question. Like, wow, now you're talking to my mom like
this. I swear.
She don't slap you. She don't slap you. She don't carry cane.
That just shows that you're old.
Nah, man. The other day I was talking to my mom. I thought I went too far.
Mm.
You know, there's a point where it's like you have self-aware to understand that I went too far. I was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You know, me son, just where I was going off on Black China, but not that bad. But like, I was going off. I was talking reckless. I knew I was talking crazy. And after the call, my mom didn't say anything. She kept quiet.
Mm.
My mom kept quiet, and I was going off like that. When did that happen? When? I was going crazy because she was saying something and she had already done it. That's why I was mad.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't consult. See me getting angry that she did not consult me. Mm-hmm. Who am I?
Who are you to be consulted?
You understand? I was mad. My sister had told me already that seriously, you're mad, bro. Call her. This is the only you should go listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So I called her. Like, what did they say you do? Seriously, I was like, Why you could do this? I went off. I told her, why would you do something like that? Don't you know? I went crazy. I didn't stop. I was just going crazy. Even my son looked crazy. My son looked at me like, huh? You said to yourself, my son looked at me. My mom didn't say anything. My mom kept quiet. She the time when she wanted to say something, I interjected. I said, no! Don't say that! I went crazy. I was talking to her. Reckless. I was going, you know, it's like I was going crazy. Even me, I was like, no, sir. I was like, I was going crazy, but I was so mad at her. Like, why would she do? And it was something that had to do with her, like health and stuff. Like, you should not be playing those games, bro.
Yeah, and they don't. I don't know why.
Like, why do you do that? Like, why? Because at the end of the day, you know what? It falls on me. I'm the one who's going to bear that brunt. Like, why? Like, why are you doing that to yourself? Like, don't you want to be around for us? I was so mad, man. I think she didn't say anything. She kept quiet. She wanted to say anything, but then, like, I don't hear that. I don't hear that. Don't pay me. I was going crazy. man. I wish I recorded that to you. I even was, Daniel, this is too much. I was going crazy, right? But then I think after the call, right? I ended the call. Out of anger, I ended the call. And my sister looked at me and was like, you know you went too far, Sha. And you know my sister is somebody that, I tell her, like, she's somebody that, if she says, she does not agree with something, it bothers me.
Mm.
Like, she's my younger sister, but I don't know what it is about her. Her approval means a lot to me.
Mm.
For some weird reason, that girl is rich. But anyway, when she said that, I was like, I actually went. Before she even said, I knew I went too crazy.
Yeah.
But when she said, I was like, that was so far.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I know, but you know what she did now? I said, like, I know, but like, guy.
I'm sure she would be like,
why did I even tell you? I was like, when I calmed down.
Not called her your mommy.
No, I didn't call her down because I was still heated.
Right. You
know? I was still heated. I was like, whatever. I mean, mommy says, then,
oh.
when Anna woke up in the morning, I remember feeling so bad.
Mm.
I felt so bad. I called my mom. I called her in the morning.
Mm.
I was not like, you know, Larry is a good day. Like, my name is my pekin.
I'm trying to shop.
Because she knew that I was still mad, right? And I said, and I apologized. I said, I'm sorry about like how I came at you. Like, but it was for your health. You know, like, I don't like you playing with your health. I said, she said, no, but like, I said, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm not even calling to justify my actions. I should have talked to you like that. I was talking crazy. I'm sorry. Like, I wanted to call you this morning. I felt bad about the way I talked to you and all of that. So I apologize. I like, I shall apologize. You know, I shall, you know, beg that. So I said, no, that's fine. I said, in my head, I'm like, I'm apologizing to this woman. And she's telling me that it's okay. When did that happen? When did that happen? Like, I was like, what just freaking happened right now? She's telling me that, you're not wrong.
You're not wrong for something, okay.
I was not about what I was saying clearly, but like, of course, she understands why I was talking the way I was talking. But I was like, no, I shouldn't talk to you like my mom. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? But she was not mad. Like, she was not mad. I was like, okay, and I sent her money after. You know, just to, you
just
know.
You know, just,
But like, it's just one of those things where it's like, the fact that her reaction to me even overstepping wasn't anger.
Yeah.
It should have, if she was mad at me that morning I called her, or she didn't pick my call, I understand. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, you messed up. You crossed the line. And I crossed the line. I knew I crossed the line. That was why I went back that morning. I felt bad. I felt so. I remember waking up. I was like, why you talk to her? Yeah, I get it. I hurt and shit. But like, come on. That's your mama.
Bad mouth.
And I just called her. And I felt very bad. My sister was was still in the former place. So I heard me talking, having the question. I was like, hey, that's like, more like it.
Yeah.
You know? So, and we have a relationship. So, it's somebody I care about too much. Yeah. You know, when it's those people who, and you know, I've realized, like, it's people that you care about and they are closest to you that you are more passionate about. Like, when something, you know, they are doing something wrong or they are moving mad,
yeah,
it aggravates you.
Yeah. True.
It's like, why? Like, why would you do something like that? Like, you know? But it wasn't always like this. That's why, like, I always said, like, it wasn't always like this, bro. Yeah. It wasn't always like this. Like, now my siblings will, like, talk to your mom. That's, like, because they know that I'm the only one that will be able to talk to her. She will not listen to anybody, but she will listen to me. And it wasn't always like that.
Mm.
Like, I don't know when it happened. I don't know when the switch happened. Like, all of a sudden, I'm just this woman's, like, go-to.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? It's like, it's just different. And the whole birthday thing, when we did the whole birthday thing in January for her,
mm-hmm,
another level, took the whole thing to another level.
Yeah,
like, it's so like, and I mean, I'm like, but there's more I want to do for this woman. Like, she doesn't know how much she means to me. She does mean a lot. So when she does things like that, when it's like, you're playing with your head, I'm like, no,
don't
do that.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? So it's just one of those things where, like, you know, you, because you're not like a parent, you're not looking out for your parents more than they're even looking out for themselves. It's crazy.
It's crazy, man. It's true.
It's crazy. When you think about it, it's like, that's weird. That's weird as hell. You know?
Yeah.
Now they're not asking you for advice.
Tabio.
It's crazy, right?
Okay. Crazy,
man. Hey man, that's what we wanted to talk about, man. Do you have any other thing on this?
Nah, I'm good.
I think
you have more of a perspective on this because you are an older child.
Yeah, maybe it's because maybe that's why. But like, it's something that it's a common thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a common thing amongst like children and their parents, where you just get to an age where, and it's gonna happen for you too, where, like, you know, as a female child, they always tell you guys that you guys are the one that take care of your fathers more.
Mm.
You're going to get to that point where your sisters now start taking care of your father.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's not a complete 360 or 180, where it's like, now you are the one taking care of your own parents.
Yeah.
They used to be the ones who did that before now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that transition,
where it's like they now rely on you for everything. Mm-hmm. Right now, they still move around. They see, like, if you see them, they cook, they see, you know, do things, like, they can still move. When it gets to get to the point where it's like they can't do all those things anymore, now you have to be there helping them 24/7, which they used to do for you when you were a child.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy? It's just that transition. It's like you go from being old, from being young, to being old and being young again.
Yeah.
So it's a trip, actually. It's a trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much been the episode, guys. Hope you love this episode. Please like, please share. These are conversations that are really, really important to us.
Yes.
As adults in our age, in our 20s, I mean, late 20s now. It's sad, we're not in our late 20s. You see, that's even annoying to admit. We're not in our late 20s. Oh, shit. Anyway, well, yeah, hey, man, this age, man, we're gonna accept it. Like, hey, exactly. We are doing, like, it's what it is at this point. Like, we're getting older. I think we should celebrate life even more. That we're still alive to do, like, to experience things. I think talk about, like, people that you lost while you're in uni or while you're in secondary school. Like, they didn't get to experience what you're experiencing now. You think about something about their life. I'm grateful.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I'm grateful. Like, I'm getting to experience things now, like, life in a different way. How I've changed, how my opinions have changed in the last, you know, 5-7 years. Like, how I see life from a different perspective. Like, things I've been able to accomplish. Like,
yeah,
you know, the kind of, like, you know, it's something to be grateful about. I think age is something you grow older, you start to appreciate that your time on earth is kind of like you're using it to good use, you're putting it to good use, right? You know, so there's that as well. There's that, but yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people will be able to relate to this episode, for kids like our ages, where it's like now we're now kind of the parents in a way, in quotes, right? Kind of like, we're not doing things, you know, that parents used to do for us back when we were kids. But yeah, that's pretty much been the episode.
Okay, guys, like, share,
yep,
subscribe to our YouTube channel,
yep.
What else? Rate us on Spotify,
on Apple, yeah.
We're on Amazon too, as well, apparently,
yeah.
Google too, so
Google Podcast, yeah. Yeah.
What else?
Sharp six. Anyway, we'll see you guys on the next episode.
I can't deal with this guy, man.
We'll see you guys on the next episode, guys. I hope you had fun while we're recording this. Naomi, you're looking better than normal today, actually.
Like how?
Yeah, you look different.
Man, I'm just fresh, man.
Yeah.
Some days it's just like that.
I get it.
It's the glow.
I get it.
Oh my gosh.
I said that just to do that, actually.
God. Why?
We have a new soundbite that I'm going to play every time. It's so cool.
Whatever.
Anytime she says anything around here, I'm just going to play this.
For no good reason, I started crying.
Oh, shit. He made it to the episode. No, like, I think we need to play this.
Abacha. This for no good reason, I started craving Abacha.
I think we should give this
afternoon.
You need to give this.
I cannot concentrate even on work. Since I dressed up, I just got in very close to him. Okay, I just realized I'm not wearing bra. I'm home working, and I don't wear bra when I'm working from home. So I just changed the shirt up into jeans trouser, and I'm.
Why are you not telling me that was once in the game? Oh my god!
I didn't even remember that.
Oh today. My god!
Oh well.
Ah, that's what Amala does to you.
Yeah.
Abacha, rather. That's Abacha. Leave the house with that bra. That's crazy.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, shout out to this person who sent this to. Yeah. That's crazy.
She's gonna kill me.
I know.
Whatever.
Anyway, we are leaving, guys. What song are we going out to? She wants to go back to the Eminem.
Let's go back to
Eminem. Yeah, let's go back to the Eminem. Anyway, we'll see you guys on the next episode. This has been the Spectrum Podcast. We are signing out right now with Eminem's Clean Out My Closet.
Yeah.
fortunately for us, we had a better relationship with our parents than Eminem did. Sorry, yeah. That's not our fault.
Yeah.
But yeah. But anyway, we're going out to this song. We see you guys next week. Sorry, mama.
I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet.
One more time.
Hey. I said I'm sorry, mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet.
Hey.